This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and as part of our community podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio today Emma Newman. Welcome, Emma.
Kia ora. Thank you for having me.
It's all right. Our pleasure. Emma is the Youth Community Advisor for Hamilton City Council, and we're going to have a really good chat around the Youth Council that's being set up again, and if anyone is interested, how they can apply to be hopefully selected as a member of the Youth Council, and also to a little bit more about what's happening in the youth space across Hamilton, Kirikiriroa.
Sounds good.
Yeah, all right. So maybe if you'd like to start us off, Emma, and tell us all about the council and why are we creating one?
We're creating a Youth Council because we've had a bit of a break. We haven't had one for a few years, but we really want to provide a platform for local rangatahi to influence decisions that impact them. We're the youngest city in the country. We have a huge youth population, and we know that they have so much to offer. So this is one way to do that.
I think that's a fantastic idea. And just picking up on the point you just said, we are the youngest city in the country, aren't we? All the demographic information that is coming in. Yeah. So what actually would the Youth Council, you know, be specifically doing if, you know, if you were selected onto the council?
Part of it will be giving advice to council and council staff members. So if there's any projects or plans coming up and they need the youth perspective, they can come to the Youth Council, seek their advice and guidance. They'll also be responsible for monitoring the progress of the Rangatahi Action Plan, which you can find out more information about that online. But it's really important that young people themselves define what that looks like. And it'll also just be a chance for them to get experience in governance, see what committees are like, and, yeah.
And working with council.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's probably, you know, with elections, you know, we had the local elections last year, but we've got general elections coming up later this year. It's also a great way for young people to get an insight into that whole local government sort of sector, isn't it? And hopefully it might encourage a few more people to make sure they're enrolled. So they are able to vote. Actually, if I'm just going to go back to the Rangatahi Plan, and that was, I believe, a lot of work that, you know, you undertook with some of your colleagues, and that came into play. Was it last year that sort of was all came about? Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a huge effort across council and the wider community, and young people themselves telling us what needed to go into that plan, and it was formally adopted and we've started implementing it as of July last year. So this Youth Council came up in the plan, and yeah, now it's time to sort of put it into action.
Great. So that was obviously one of the outcomes that they were hoping to achieve. Well done. I mean, that's only, what, about eight months?
Yeah.
That's pretty good progress, isn't it?
Sure, it's good to look at it that way.
Yeah, in the local government sense anyway. Yeah, definitely. All right. So who are we looking for when it comes to applications to come onto the Youth Council?
We have 12 seats, and we're looking for any rangatahi who's aged 16 to 24 who lives, works, studies or plays in Kirikiriroa. You don't have to have any experience, just a genuine interest in being a voice for your community and ability to work collaboratively.
And I'm just picking up on the point you said around, you know, it's optional as to whether you live here or whether you work or study here. So we might have young people that maybe travel in from the likes of Marensville or Te Amutu for either work or for study. And obviously there's a lot of study options around here.
Yes. And that is one of the beautiful things about Kirikiriroa is we have so many people come from around the region all the time to our city. So makes sense to include them too.
Yeah, it does. And when you think about, you know, with the university and WinTech, you know, there's a lot that, you know, do sort of, you know, come and stay, obviously, in the accommodation options that we have here as well. So it's great to feel that they can have a voice, because they are a very important part of Kerikeri Roa, that's for sure. Also, just wanted to pick up on the point that you mentioned around a great way to learn about what it is to be on like a committee or a board. And I think that's fantastic because we do want to get more young people onto various committees and boards out there. I'm on a couple myself, and we keep talking about, you know, how do we hear the youth voice? We always sort of get ourselves caught up in the, we think we know what they want. And, you know, you might sort of talk about, oh, yeah, well, my daughter or my son or someone else like that. But, yeah, actually having firsthand, I think is really important, isn't it?
Yes, and that's something when I was growing up here, I didn't really know what a board was or what a committee was. I didn't know what local council was or how they operated. And this is, yeah, as you say, this is one way we can bridge that gap and sort of get people in the room to have those discussions and find out a bit more about, yeah, what we're all up to.
All right. So what will it actually entail if, you know, you were successful on getting onto the youth council? What then does that mean?
So there are there are nine meetings once a month for an hour and a half. So we've kept it pretty short across the year just to try and acknowledge the fact that lots of students may be away. I've kind of mugged up that answer.
That's all right. I mean, you've been very kind in providing me with a little sheet here, which talks a little bit about the various information. So obviously it's going to be a monthly sort of hui. And I see the timings are sort of around that 4 to 5:30. There we go. I'm mucking it up myself, which is probably hopefully going to work in with people's commitments. And it's always hard, isn't it?
It is.
To try and work that out. And it'll be either in person or online, or I suppose those options are going to be there, I suppose, depending on people's commitments and things like that.
Yep. Option to join online. And in person, they'll be at different locations around the community to really connect in, not just with council, but different organisations.
That is a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, nine meetings from March till November, once a month. There'll be minimal email checking of agendas and things outside of that. We're trying to be really realistic and not expect too much of these people who are giving their time and their mātauranga, so... Yeah,
not like I sort of was reading an article online the other day about one council had about 500 pages. The councillors had about 500 pages
none
to
of that.
Read.
Also, because I would be writing that, so no, thank you.
So there we go. So it's going to be short and sweet for you. You might have one or two emails to read through some information, either leading up to or after the hui each time. So look, what if someone says, I've never been on a committee or council, or, you know, what sort of training do I need? Is there going to be training available for them?
Absolutely. All training and support will be provided, and I will be available for questions and that outside of meeting times as well. We really want to make sure this is a, we really uffy these young people into this role. So it's also a good chance that they can let us know what might be a gap or something else we need to look at for future youth councils. This is a really good chance for them to help lay the foundations while we support them as well.
Yeah. And a term, like how long are they? Will they be on the council for?
We've put just for the calendar year, but we're trying to be flexible with what they may suggest. Mm. So if they want to run again next year, that will definitely be open to them.
Right, so this is going to be a great opportunity, actually. In a way, it's a little bit of a blank canvas.
Yes.
And a great opportunity for them to help mould what the youth council is going to look like in the future.
Yeah, because as you said before, until we get them in the room, we don't really know exactly what's going to work best for them.
Yeah. And I was reading here around, obviously you're looking for a real diversity across the council.
Yes.
Aren't you? So obviously that age bracket between 16 and 24. So, you know, hopefully we'll get a good mix of people in between those, that range. And obviously looking at, I suppose, that diversity where it would be great, you know, from that gender perspective, from ethnicity, people from the disabled sort of space.
Yes, would love to have a range. I mean, it's difficult with 12 seats to have accurate representation of any populace, but would love to have, yeah, as much of a range of perspectives as possible within that.
Yeah, because if I just think about the age range, you know, what a 16-year-old thinks or wants compared to a 24-year-old.
Very different.
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting, won't it?
Yes.
Well, at least the 24-year-olds can say, well, it was only 8 years ago that I was 16. So yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, a bit more than myself or maybe the age of most of your councillors would be thinking.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, that's the great thing, isn't it, is around, you know, that real insight from what they're thinking or they're experiencing in comparison to what we think.
Hmm.
And I'm sure that's going to go across a whole range of different topics, won't it?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
So we will sort of parallel the annual plan with council, so upcoming consultations that may be of relevance, but it's also there'll be room for them to talk about what they see in the community and bring that to the table as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. If we just bring up the rangatahi plan. You know, what were sort of some of the key themes that are in that plan? And so that might also help people to understand sort of what maybe some of the areas that you will be discussing.
The top themes from that, and to be honest, we're seeing these come through applications already for the Youth Council, but the top themes were young people want spaces for them. They want things to do that are for them. They want to be able to get around the city easily. They want to feel safe when they're out and about in the city. And where the Youth Council action came from is they want to feel like their voice and their future is actually valued here.
Yeah, and I think those are some really valid points, aren't they? And quite often, you know, you do hear around that they want their space rather than sort of having to share with all age groups. And I suppose there are, you know, there's one or two organisations that have set up sort of drop-in centres, but I suppose, you know, we can always have more. And going back to looking at our demographics, you know, the data that's coming out, we've already alluded to the fact that we're the youngest city across Aotearoa. And I think that age group is just going to keep growing, isn't it?
Yeah. We're projected to stay young for a while.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're not talking about ourselves personally, but the actual city itself.
Mm.
All right. And obviously, more things to do. That's an interesting one.
Yes. Yeah. So I think part of that as well is even just finding out what already exists. So how do we communicate what is out there to young people? Because they have the interests, they have the energy, they want to go out and do things, but it's just, where do I find what's going on?
Yeah, and that's a really good point. You know, we can probably talk about all the traditional things that are happening out there. Like, I put my sport hat on and I'll talk about from a sport perspective. But even that, the demographic or just the whole, you know, how people want to recreate is changing.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's not just your traditional sports like, you know, netball and rugby and cricket anymore. You know, there's, you know, more the skateboarding, for example, and obviously it's around, you know, the skate parks and things like that, isn't it? And I'm still fascinated from the Olympics around the rock climbing.
Yes.
That was just amazing. Bouldering or whatever else was another term they used for that.
And there are a few spots around the city you can do that.
Yeah. And then I suppose there's more looking at it from a creative perspective as well, isn't there?
Yes. And creativity we know is amazing for well-being and young people especially, you know, would love to foster that creativity that they have. It's just finding the spaces to do so.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, we've got some amazing artists and just different, I suppose, art that's around our landscape, isn't it? If you think of Boone Art and all of the amazing sort of murals that are around the place.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's more that can be done. And so it'd be really great to hear from a young person what they think about in that space. Yeah. So if people want to know more about the Youth Council and whether that's themselves looking to apply or thinking about one of their whānau or friends that might be just, that'd be awesome for them.
Yeah.
How do they go about finding more information or actually applying?
You can head to our social media, Facebook and Instagram, but I would head straight to Hamilton City Council website, search for youth, and then the Youth Council page will come up there. There's more information, and right at the end of the form is my email address if you have other questions as well.
Right, so I suppose if you just Google Hamilton City Council and even maybe the Youth Council, it'll come up with a link to, to follow to find all that information there. And as you say, your email address is there, and obviously to actually apply, I see that obviously there's a form to complete, or which is an online process.
It is online. If you would prefer to submit a hard copy or would like that sent to your email, contact my email address that's on there as well. We want to make sure that we give options.
All right. No, that's great. I think most young people, I think, are pretty savvy with technology these days, and will fill out the online version. However, it's great to see that there is an email through a Word document if they want to do that. So, hey, this is looking really exciting. And there is a closing date for the applications.
It is 5 p.m. next Friday, the 27th of February.
Right. And I understand that there's been a lot of interest so far.
There has. And the standard of applications has been phenomenal. It's no surprise that there are so many young people out there, and not just who you might assume would necessarily put their hands forward for something like this. We want a wide range, and they're already coming through. Please, please, please apply. It's, go for it.
Right. Hey, that's awesome to hear that there's been great interest so far. That's really great to actually hear. And so what's the process like, you know, and timelines from after, you know, next Friday? How does that work?
So we will shortlist as soon as we can from there. So that's reaching out to each individual candidate. We read through each application thoroughly to let you know whether you've progressed. Then there'll be an interview. We'll give you some prep on that interview. And the first meeting is Monday the 23rd of March. So there'll be a little bit of comms between that. Just make sure you're all ready and not too stressed before the first meeting.
All right. Not giving yourself a lot of time, are you, when you sort of think about, you know, sort of deadline the 27th, or, you know, closing date the 27th, and then working through the process, and then the first meeting on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And so reaching out to every person that's actually applied.
Yes, we want to make sure we respect the time that they've put into the application.
I think that's awesome, actually, that you are looking to do. That's going to be a big ask. But in saying that, I agree. It's actually been able to show respect to the fact that they've taken the time to actually make that application, you know, versus, you know, those that have experienced, you know, when you've applied for jobs and you just get a, you know, a little quick note saying thank you, but no thank you. Yeah. Or even don't even hear back. Yep. Yeah, that, and to me that's like, oh, really?
Yeah, and because the applications have all been so amazing, we're trying to reassure that this is not a personal thing. We've really been amazed. And again, it's not a surprise that young people have come across so well. So it's just 12 seats.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be the hard part, isn't it? Coming down to that 12. But I feel confident that when you do have those final 12 people sitting around the table together, that you're going to have some amazing young people from Kerikeriroa there to help influence decisions that impact on youth.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, no, that's awesome. Look, we've got a few more minutes to go. Is there anything else that you can think of that we just need to add around the council? I think we've pretty much covered most areas about who is eligible.
Yep.
We've talked about the time commitment.
Yep.
At this stage, you're only signing yourself up for 1 year.
Yes.
However, you know, it may be that you there's opportunity to reapply for a further year going forward. Once a month, the hui, and it'll either be preferably in person, but there is an online option will be made available if you want. There'll be some training made available, and obviously support from council and various people across the sector, and obviously your email will be there for them to connect with if they have any questions that do arise during this coming year. I think it's a fantastic, and it's great to see that, you know, this is an outcome from the Rangatahi plan, and I think it's great to see something tangible and yes. and I believe something pretty quick to actually yeah. be from an idea to actually now be made into a plan to actually now the actions coming through.
Yeah, I'm still pinching myself a bit.
Yeah. It's one of those good problems to have, isn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah. No, that is awesome. So what else is happening in the youth space across Kirikiriroa?
There's always a lot happening in the youth space, and one way that we can come together and talk a bit more about that is through the H-Town network that I facilitate. So we alternate between Connect Hui and workshops specifically for the youth sector every 6 weeks. There's also a fortnightly newsletter that goes out to all the contacts on my list. So if you have anything you want to share, it's free to advertise there. Just get connected, see what's out and about on that newsletter, and come along to the Hui.
Yeah, and so the Hui held in different places, don't you? You have different groups that
yes.
will host those?
Yeah.
Yeah, so where's the next one coming up?
We're just locking down the venue, but the next one is coming up on Friday the 20th of March from 10 till 12, and that is a breathwork wellness session with Cameron from Elemental Coaching, who is a I met in the youth space a few years ago, so mm-hmm. it's cool to be able to support his kaupapa there.
And what else would someone expect if they did come along to the Hui? Is it an opportunity to connect up with others that are there, share ideas, thoughts? How does that work?
Absolutely. There's a slightly different topic each time, but it's a great way to connect with others in the sector, hear about what's going on for them, share what's going on for you. There's Kai, so we
Very
always
good.
Make sure there's Kai.
yep. Even if that's the only reason you come, there's some Kai.
Of course.
Yes.
And we also provide, with our workshops, we try and, you know, find out what's hot in the sector and provide some relevant training. It's all free to attend as well.
Yep. And putting you on the spot here, if I think of going back to last year, maybe just sharing with us, where were some of the venues that you'd had your the Hui, or maybe some of the ideas or themes that were discussed during the year?
We often go out to different community houses, so Te Whare o Te Ata, Western, Glenview, Te Whare Kokona, and different youth organisations might want to host. We had an election session at the Electoral Commission last year, and one of the favourites that we run every year is the Show and Tell, so that will be in June, and that's where every guest gets 5 minutes to pretty much do Show and Tell of whatever they choose about their kaupapa.
So it's not quite a dragon's den.
No.
But as you say, more a show and tell, an opportunity to, and I suppose, you know, when you think about it, you know, there's so many different groups out there working yes. across the youth space, but not everyone does connect. So this will be a fantastic opportunity to come along and connect and maybe hear what else is happening out there. Maybe is there some collaboration opportunities?
Absolutely.
That might come up.
Yeah.
And I know funders are always looking for those collaboration projects
yes.
To help fund.
Yeah, I know that's hot these days, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yeah. So that could be a great opportunity. And I think also too, sometimes we, rightly or wrongly, depending on your circumstances, can tend to work more in silos.
Yes.
And not quite have the opportunity to put their heads up and see what else is out there. So this is a great opportunity. And maybe for a group that, you know, not formalised or anything, but thinking about they're seeing a need out there.
Yep.
However, it may be coming along and seeing that there's another group already working in that space, and it might be that they can both, you know, work together in some shape or form.
Exactly. And you don't have to be a formal youth worker. This is open to anyone who works with and for youth. Because as you say, the more we come together, the more we can achieve.
Yeah, most definitely. And the e-newsletter you send out, I receive a copy of that, and it blows me away each time when I'm looking through it. And it's very snazzy too, the way you've got it set up format-wise, but not like the way I would do an e-newsletter. I'm not sure what platform you use or what app you use, but it's pretty good.
Yeah, just a free-to-use Microsoft Sway. And again, it's free to share any upcoming relevant pānui you have with me, and I'll pop it in.
Yeah, no, look, it's great. I love it how you can just click and then it'll flip to the next page and things like that, so you're not having to scroll all the way down. And I think it's a great way, because quite often people go, oh, is there any way you can put our article up further? in the newsletter, because sometimes we only go so far down when we're scrolling. But this is a great way just to click and it flicks across to the next page and the next page. Very fancy, I must admit, Emma. And you're going to go, yeah, but, you know, it's just free Microsoft.
Yeah. Yes.
But it's a great use of technology, I believe, these days. That's cool. Mm. Hey, we've only got a couple of minutes to go. Anything else that, you know, you'd love to share with us about what's happening in the youth space, or anything else that you've got coming up that you think would be quite good for people to hear about?
There's also Youth Week coming up in May.
Ah,
so
yes.
This is an annual celebration of young people, and there is a website, so Arataiohi are the main kaitiaki of that kaupapa. You can check their website out and keep an eye out for local events that will come up.
So are they a national group?
Yes, yep. They're national.
Right, but obviously there's then different events held in all across Aotearoa.
Yep.
And does the council itself, or is that something the youth council might be involved in, although it might be a little bit,
watch the space, potentially,
I mean, it might be one of the first agenda items is around, you know, is there something else to add into Youth Week here? So it's in May, you were saying?
Yes, it is. The dates escape me
off
the top
quite
of my head,
right.
But it's somewhere in the middle.
It's in May. And again, I'm sure you just need to Google National Youth Week 2026, and it'll come up with all those details. And maybe that also too, the upcoming H-Town Hui. It might be a good opportunity for groups to discuss, you know, what they've got coming up, if they've got any ideas in place already, or maybe, again, an opportunity to come together and work on some sort of collaboration event.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, of course, that's across everything, isn't it, whether it's around the art space, you know, anything creative, whether it's around the sporting space, whether it's anything to do with youth.
And if you are someone who works in one of those spaces in youth, and particularly if you're across the Waikato and you are looking for other leaders in that area to connect with and stay updated, there's also Te Aka Matua, which is facilitated through Seed Waikato, and that's a space where it's a little bit more specific than the networking of H-Town. We come together and sort of, strategize a bit more in depth in that way.
Right, and so that's then open, obviously, for other groups in the greater Waikato region to come together.
Yeah.
So, more cross-pollination happening
Absolutely.
There. Another buzzword that funders love to hear these
Absolutely.
Days. Yeah, hey, that's cool. All right, well, look, we have come to end of our session today. So, look, thank you very much, Emma. Great to hear all about the Hamilton City Council Youth Council, a really exciting project that's underway, and you've got up until next Friday the 27th to get your applications in. That is awesome. So, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.